We're continuing the shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredei Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Yayin Nesach, Halacha Dalet, paragraph Yud Tes. V'zeh mi pi elyon lo teitzei horois v'atoiv. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been discussing till now, we could understand the pasuk that says that from above there does not come forth any bad or good. Ma yisoinen odom chai. What will a living person, what can a living person moan about? The beginning of that pasuk, the fact that the pasuk says that from above does not come forth good or bad, that's what we were discussing earlier. That from above there only comes forth unformatted light. As Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Likutei Moran Torah Lamed Vav, that this halacha is based on, and as we spoke about. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran Torah Lamed Vav, that this entire halacha was based on. Rak kol echot tzorich letzayer ho'or kefi tfisas hamoichin sheloi. But rather, each and every individual person has to format the light according to his brain, according to his understandings. V'alkein ma yisoinen odom choy gever al chatov. Ki tzorich kol odom lihiyois gever al chatov. Rav Nosson Zal says that that posuk, speaking about gever al chatov, gever means to be a man. Each and every Jew has to be a man about his sins, meaning lehizgaber al yitzroi, to fight his evil inclination, his yetzahara, ula oinein ula koinein al chatov, and to moan and mourn and feel bad about the sins, asher over al roishoi, which are over his head. You know, I'm swimming in sins. So that by realizing that, by doing tshuva, I'll be zeuche to get to a level where I'll be able to format the light in a positive way, properly. And this is why the pasuk says, Nachbisa dorachenu v'nachkoiro v'noshuval ad Hashem. Let's analyze our ways, our paths, and investigate it carefully, study it carefully, so that, and we'll return to Hashem. Ki bevadai tzrichin lechapes drocho v'lachkoir mo'oid mo'oid, achar derech hatoy v'hayosher b'emes lamitoy, kedei sheyizke loshuv ad Hashem. Because a Jew definitely has to analyze his ways, and to analyze very, very carefully what's the right path, what's the really, really right path to go on, so that I'll be zeuche to do real tshuva. Ki machmas inyan anal shemilemalo eino yoyrit kim oyer poshut, because of what we mentioned earlier, that from heaven only comes forth unformatted light. Shezeo bechinas mi pi elyon lo teitzei horois v'atoiv kanal. As we said, from above does not come forth bad or good. It's only unformatted light. V'tzorech kol echod letzayer ho'or kefi tfisas hamoichin sheloi, and each and every individual person has to format the light based on where his brain is holding. Sheze b'chinas zocho nasis loy samchaim loy zocho, the opposite. As the Gemara says, if a person zoche, the Torah is an elixir of life for him, a medicine, a good thing. And if he's not zoche, it's the opposite. Al kein, therefore, bevadai, most definitely, mi sheroitze lochus al nafshoi, a person who cares about himself, who really cares about himself, shelo ya'abe desoilomri chasashon, and he doesn't want to forfeit his world. He doesn't want to forfeit his life in this world or his life in the next world, chasashon. Tzorich lechapes velachkor me'oid achar ho'emes. The person has to search carefully and search a lot and analyze everything going on very, very well to find the truth. Kedei lo shuv el Hashem b'emes, in order to be zeche to do real tshuva. Ki ulai mata oisoi daitoi beze derech. Because who knows, maybe my mind is playing tricks on me. Maybe I think I'm on the right path and I'm not. Machmas shelo zocha letzayir ho'er koroi, because I wasn't yet zocha to format the light properly. Machmas shakelim shelo eino b'shleimus, because my vessels are imperfect, you know, are defective. Machmas pigama bris v'kanal, because of pigama bris. Ve'ikar hatikun l'chol zehu, and what's the main tikun for all of this? Niso levavenu el kapayim el keil bashamayim. Let's lift up our hearts to our hands and lift them up to Hashem in heaven. Which means, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Zayin and Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, the hands are tefillah. Emunah is tefillah. The hands and emunah are all tefillah. So Rav Nosson Zal quotes the pasuk here, Niso levavenu el kapayim el keil bashamayim. Let us lift up our hearts to our hands to Hashem. Shehu tzeoko utfila v'sicha v'hizboidudus beinoy lebein koinoy. This refers to screaming out to Hashem and praying and speaking to Hashem in your own words. Shetzrichin litzoik harbe l'Hashem yisborach b'mesiras nefesh. Ad shekimat teitzei nafshoi. A person has to scream a lot to Hashem with mesiras nefesh, putting his whole heart into it to the point where he feels he's going to pass out. Ad shekimat teitzei nafshoi. To pray with that kind of intensity. We've mentioned in the past, there are people who come into shul, they sit down and they cross their legs and they're ready to pray and they don't get it. They don't know that this is war. That prayer, you're in the cockpit of an F-29 Phantom jet, and you got everything coming at you from all sides. You have missiles and grenades and nuclear things and non-nuclear and bio, everything coming at you. And you have to be very focused and concentrate with every iota of concentration you can on the words that are going to be coming out of your mouth. Because that's your missiles. That's your response to everything, you know, everything going on. And Rabbeinu Zal speaks about a level of intensity in tefillah. Mesiras nefesh, that a person should be davening with such intensity, his mind and his heart and his insides, his kishkas, are coming out in his prayer. He's screaming to Hashem, and this could be a loud scream if nobody's around. Or it could be a silent scream if he's in a place where there are people there, where inside he's screaming, but the sound is not coming out of his mouth. So Rabbi Ronzal says, Ad shekemat teitzei nafshei, till the person is almost passing out. Kemoishom Rabbi Seinu Zal, as the Gemara says, Ein tfilosoi shelodom nishmas elim kein mesim nafshei bekapoi. A person's tefillah is not heard by Hashem, unless he puts his life in his hands, meaning he puts his soul into it. He's really, really coming from the depths of his heart. And they learned it out from this pasuk that we mentioned, Nisa levavenu el kapayim el keil bashamayim. As is brought in the Sefer Chaim Aran, where it speaks about Hashem's sichos, Ubesimin Tzadik Tes b'Likutei Moran Tanina, and also chapter 99 in the second half of Likutei Moran. Ki Iker Tikkun Habris Hu Al Yedei Tzeoko Harbei L'Hashem Yisborach, because one of the most important things that will help a Jew achieve Tikkun Habris, that'll give him the strength that he needs to overcome bad thoughts, to be strong enough not to look where he's not supposed to, not to think about what he's not supposed to, not to do what he's not supposed to, is screaming a lot to Hashem. Shetzrichin litzoik shivin kolin lefochos. The person has to scream at least 70 screams. Ube'elu, like the Gemara says about a woman giving birth. Ube'elu shivin kolin klulin koilois utzaokois utfilois v'tachnunim harbe lein misbor. And in these 70 screams is included a multitude of screaming and praying and begging Hashem. Gitzrichin lespalel al zeh kol yemei chayav. Because a Jew has to daven for this throughout his entire life. You don't stop. This topic is always a very important, critical topic in a person's tefillah. ki hashivim kolin him keneged hashivim ponim latoira, because the 70 screams correspond to the 70 faces or the 70 paths of the Torah. Shetzorech kol echad miYisrael lizkoy islahim, which each and every single Jew has to try to achieve during his 70 years on this world. V'kol echad yochel lahavin benafshoy kamahu rochek adayin afilu miponim echad shel Torah Kedoshah. And each and every one of us can understand pretty clearly how far we are even from one of these faces of the Torah, from achieving one of these faces of the Torah. Mikol shkein mikulam, for sure, we still have a very long way to go to be zeicha to achieve these 70 interpretations, 70 paths of the Torah. V'al kein afilu im loy pogam harbe. Therefore, even if a person has not committed many sins of pigam abris, v'afilu im kvar tzoak harbe l'Hashem yisporach, and even if he's done a lot of screaming already to Hashem, v'osa mitzvois harbe, and he's done many mitzvahs, v'loma toira harbe, and he's learned a lot of Torah, afal pikein me'achar sheroye shadayin loy hisig, afilu hashivim, afilu chelik echod me'elef urevova miponim echod shel Torah. The fact that the person realizes and sees that he has not yet even achieved 1/1000th or 1/10000th of one of the sections of Torah, of one of the faces of the Torah, kama v'kama hu tzorech adayin litzok l'Hashem yisporach kol yimei chayev. So how much does this person have to still scream to Hashem for the rest of his life, begging Hashem, Hashem, help me? Rav Nosson Zal is saying a person who screamed already, and he prayed, and he learned, and he does mitzvahs, still a long, long way to go. Ukvar yodua she'osur le'yayish atzmoy min atzo'oko lo'ilam. And we know that it's emphasized throughout our Sforim, throughout the Torah, that a Jew is not supposed to stop screaming ever. This is a Jew's life. The whole life of a Jew is screaming, crying out to Hashem. Ki afilu im pogam harbe mo'id mo'id. Because even if the person committed many, many sins, v'afilu im adayin hu kamay shehu, and even if the person is still where he's at, he's still far from good, im loy yisyayish atzmoy men hatzo'oka umitfila v'tachnunim, if the person will not give up screaming to Hashem and praying and pleading with Hashem, yochol lizkois leponim latoira be'emes, that person can definitely succeed in being zeicha to one of the faces of the Torah, vafilu lechol hashivim ponim, and that person can still definitely achieve all 70 faces of the Torah. One example of this term Shivim Ponim Shel Torah is the famous Sefer Tikkunei Zohar that Rabbeinu Zal mentions many times, which is the deepest section of the Zohar HaKadosh, just about, where the Zohar HaKadosh, this is when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal and his son Rabbi Elazar were forced to run away from the Roman government, which wanted to kill him because of a certain statement that he made, and they fled into a cave, and they stayed in that cave for 13 years. Cut off from wives, children, families, human beings. It was one-on-one, them with Hashem, with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Eliyahu HaNavi, with all kinds of angels that they learned with. And that's where they wrote, that's where they put forth this Sefer Tikkunei Zohar, which is called Shivim Tikkunim, 70 Tikkunim. It's 70 chapters of the deepest, deepest Torah, that encompasses the entire Torah. It covers everything in Judaism on the deepest levels, you know, presenting these 70 faces of the Torah, these 70 channels of the Torah. So a person, no matter how many things he's done wrong in life, no matter how many sins and everything, if the person will be zeicha to really pray and scream and beg Hashem again and again and again and not quit, Rav Nosson says the person can get even to all Shivim Ponim Shel Torah. Could even get to a level of being Zoicha to learn Tikkunei Zohar and understand it properly. Ki Hashem Yisporach Toiv Lakoil. Because Hashem is good for everybody and for everything. And the Gemara makes a very, very famous statement. More than the calf wants the suckle, the cow wants the nurse. Meaning much more than you could ever, ever want to come close to Hashem, Hashem wants you to come close to Him. Hashem wants to bring you close to Him. Ki hu yisporach chofetz chesed. Because Hashem wants to do chesed. V'roitze yoyser lashpia lanu kol toiv. And He wants more than anything else to be able to shower us with all kinds of good. Lohoyer lanu kol hashivim ponim l'toira. To shine into us all 70 interpretations of the Torah, all 70 faces of the Torah. Rak shetzrichin isarusa delasato. However, it requires a little bit, a minimal effort from our side. We have to show some initiative. We have to make some move. V'ho'ikar, what's the most important isarusa delasato? What's the best move you could possibly make to show Hashem that you want Him to help you, that you want His help? Litzoik harbe l'Hashem yisporach. To scream a lot to Hashem. And again, the word scream is meant here both literally and not literally also. Scream, we mean really pouring it on. We're not talking about any 5-minute jobs, and we're not talking about low intensity. We're talking about turning up the intensity on full. Sheyal ad sheyalu klolius koilois tzakosov lebechinas shivim kolam bemes. Till the result and the combination of all of his screams will add up to these 70 screams, you know, for real. Ad sheyizke l'shaber be'emes hora shel hashivim akum, till the person will succeed in destroying the evil of the 70 nations, which is trying to swallow him up, which is all the taivas rois and midos rois, all the bad kind of desires and bad kinds of characteristics. She'ikrom hu taiva hanal, of which the main one is the illegal, the wrong kind of desire for women. Shaydeze yizke l'shivim ponim la'toira kanal. That's how the person will be zoicha to these 70 ponim of the Torah. Ki hashivim ponim hein bechinas shivim shonim shem klal yimei chayodim. Because these 70 faces of the Torah correspond to the 70 years of a person's life. And corresponding to that are these 70 screams. If you want your life to count, if you want to be zeichet to live for real, that your 70 years should be full of shivim ponim shel Torah, you better be ready to scream, to do some serious screaming. Alkein tzrichen litzoik hashivim kolim kol yemei chayev. This is why a person has to pray to Hashem and really pour out his heart with these 70 screams throughout his entire life. Kol yemei chayav. There's no vacation. There's no stopping. There's no retirement on this. Sheklulin b'shivim shana, which the lifetime of a person is included is in the term 70 years. Shehim b'china shivim ponim, which correspond to these 70 facets of the Torah. Paragraph Chof. V'chol ze I efsher liskois kiim b'koyach hatzadik emes. And all of this, it's impossible. You hear? Impossible to accomplish without the help of the tzadik emes. The true tzadikim. Shehim b'chinas Moshe Moshiach. Or b'chinas Moshe Moshiach. Shal yodom onu miskaimim. It's through them, through their help and through their guidance that we're able to exist and to succeed in the midst of this bitter, bitter long exile. Because the long physical exile that we're going through, the fact that for thousands of years we're in Golus, we're not in our own country, we're in foreign countries where none of them really want us there, none of them really like us, all of them are looking for different excuses to get rid of us permanently, Rachmona Litzlan. And even today that we're privileged to be living in Eretz Yisrael, We know that we're still deep, deep in Golus. We're in Golus from the non-Jews surrounding us, and we're in Golus within our own people, unfortunately, Rachmona Litzlan. Machma Shekol, and that Golus is the result of each and every one of our Goluses spiritually. The fact that each one of us has not yet conquered his own desires, his own Taivas Rois and Midas Rois. We're still swimming in that stuff. Machma Shekol Echad Yisrael Muchroch Lovoi Begolus Betzeruf Benisoyan. Because of the fact that each and every single Jew must, in this exile, go through a purification process, a process of being tested. Bebechina Betaivois Umidoi Shelashiv Makum, to be tested with all the desires and character traits of the 70 nations of the Goyim. Vehoikar, and again, the most important one, by far, is Betaiva HaKloliasanal, this issue of women. Umachmas Shebav, the issue of purity with relationships with women. And because of the fact that unfortunately, the majority of people do not pass this test properly, because they don't scream enough to Hashem, they don't really beg Hashem for help, and without getting Hashem's help, it's almost impossible for a person to pass this test. The Gemara says it. The Gemara says that each and every single day the Yetzer Hara strengthens himself against the person. And each and every single day he comes with new and improved tricks to try to mess us up. And the Gemara says, Vilmolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, unless Hashem is helping you out, lo yochelo, you can't win. And we've learned here that the only way you can get Hashem to really help you is if you ask for it. And again, ask for it means serious, begging again and again, machine gunning Hashem and grenading Hashem and exploding, screaming, crying, everything a person does to really get Hashem to help him. Alkein mezgaber hagolus hagashmi kol kach. Therefore, the physical exile that the Jewish people are going through is so difficult. And go again, so long, so difficult, so much suffering. And the main tikkun for all of this is through those true tzaddikim who have been zoche to pass the test to the highest degree of success that a Jew can possibly achieve, perfection. To the point where these tzaddikim have been zoche to achieve all 70 faces of the Torah, again, to the highest degree. As Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal showed the world that he succeeded in achieving all 70 ponim la Torah. Vehem mamshichim b'chol doir oir shel Moshiach boilam. These tzaddikim bring into each and every single generation some of the light of Moshiach. Because this is the main avoida of the greatest of tzaddikim, to introduce into the world, to bring into the world some of the light of Moshiach via their revelations of Torah, via their sforim akdoshim, and via their students. Because the spirit of Moshiach hovers over the faces of the Torah. This is from the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Ruach of Moshiach is on the Anpei Oraisa. Kama Yishakosav, as the Pasuk says, V'ruach Elokim Merachefes al Pnei Amoyim, Kemuva B'mokam Achar, B'simen Kuf Yud Ches, and Likutim Ran Chelek Aleph, U'B'simen Lamed Beis, Likutim Ran Chelek Sheni, as is brought throughout the Sefer, in these different sources. Ki ikar shleimus hatikun al kol hanal yihye al yedei Moshiach shiavoy b'mehera b'meinu. Because the one who's really going to completely fix and correct all of this is Moshiach, who we hope will come speedily in our time. She'oz yispashtu kol ho'ibayis. That's when all questions will be resolved. All V'yisbararu kol hasfekos, and all doubts will be eliminated. V'oz yizke kol echod letzayir ha'or rak levrocho letoivo, and then each and every single person will be zoche to format the light only for blessing, only for good. V'al kein oz nemar be'emes, v'nosati lohem leiv echod v'derech echod liyroisi. That's why the pasuk says that that's when Hashem says, I will give all of them one heart and one path to respect me. Ki lo yitu oid bedrochem nevoichmanal, meaning that the people will no longer get lost on all kinds of side paths. They won't get onto the wrong train. They won't go on the wrong paths. V'gam ato b'merirus hagolus, and even now, while we're still going through the bitterness of this exile, kol chiyusenu al yedei gdoilei hatzadikim, our whole life, our whole spiritual life and physical life, depends on the greatest of the tzadikim, shemeirin lanu hisnoitzitzus oiroi shel Moshiach al yedei chidushei toros ha'amitis, who shine upon us rays of light from the light of Moshiach through their special revelations of Torah. We know Rabbeinu Zal, in a number of chapters in Likutei Moran, there's a paragraph there that begins, V'zeh b'chinas esnoitzitzus Moshiach, how he shows in that chapter, of Likutei Moran, in that paragraph he shows how in that chapter of Likutei Moran, he's discussing things that pertain to the light of Moshiach. Through that, through the chidushei Torah, the true chidushei Torah of these greatest tzaddikim, we're zeicha to receive the true light, leida darkei atmimus bemes, to be zeicha to learn the paths of real tmimus, asher holchu bem avoseinu meyolam, which our forefathers went on throughout all the generations. Asher al zeh nemar, about this, the pasuk says, ashrei tmimei derech, Ha'holchem b'toras Hashem. Fortunate are those people who go with simple sincerity. They follow the path of Hashem's Torah.